It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, if you're in Nevada. Good afternoon, if you're in Arizona. Yeah, it's a wonderific Wednesday. It's November the 9th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and a couple things to go over for you. Well, let's see here. Today, there is the first community concert. Yeah, kicks off at Mojave High School at 7 p.m., and you can buy tickets at the door. Or you can call Julie, and she can tell you more. 928-727-9100 is her cell. And it's the Side Street Stutters. So it should be a good show. And then the 11th and the 12th. Well, we'll talk more about that here in a minute. We'll skip that for now. The 11th, Friday, there is a blood drive at the Bullhead Health Club from 1 o'clock until 5. Call by talent if you want to donate blood, 877-258-4825. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Are you interested in entering the world of healthcare? Well, take the first step. Call Legacy and let them hire you and train you and get you certified through Mojave Community College to be a certified nursing assistant. How cool is that? All while you're being paid. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, or if you know someone who might want to head into nursing, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in pools, home or commercial, and experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And the best part, Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm system, pools, pest solutions, call Barron, 758-5499. He also makes a pretty good chairman, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
Chairman of the Boys and Girls Club Board of Directors, yeah. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, he's got a whole vault full of money. It's about the size of the Pentagon, underground, and every shelf has money on it. Can you imagine how much money's in? Well, never mind. I don't want you thinking about that. But if you need some money, you want a vacation home, a pool, an add-on, maybe you want to remodel your house a little bit, you know, put in a new yard or change some rooms around. Well, if you need some money, call Chad Hansen, the founder and CEO at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. He'll go into his vault and get you exactly what you need. Call him, 928-288-2691. All right, now into the studio. And we turn to our guest, Autumn Boyle Robinson with the Boys and Girls Club of the Colorado River, the CEO. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's me.
And it is Boys and Girls Club of the Colorado River, right?
You got it.
I imagine that. You know, after all these years.
Right.
So we were talking about Matt being your chairperson, and I think he spent some time out there with you recently building the kaboom.
Absolutely. We had lots of moving and shaking going on in Fort Mojave. So, if you haven't driven down Aztec and La Requiza, you definitely should. You'll see all sorts of movements happening over there. That's going to be the site of our new Fort Mojave club location, so we'll actually stop renting spaces and have our own club in Fort Mojave. We'll still obviously keep our Bullhead and our Laughlin locations.
Sure.
So. So we came down there with Fiesta Bowl and Fiesta Bowl Charities and the Legacy Foundation and all sorts of amazing volunteers, and we, in basically three days, put together the sport court and built a playground over there.
Wow.
So it is absolutely gorgeous.
And that's Kaboom, which is part of Home Depot, right? But they bring a whole bunch of people with them.
So Fiesta Bowl actually brings the people with them.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
okay.
Kaboom is the nonprofit that helps to coordinate the build. Like, they are just the makers of play. So
Right. They
really make sure that the playground gets built correctly, that it's age appropriate, and all of that. So they bring out their team captain, per se, and
okay.
he makes sure that everybody has a job and they know what they're doing.
Just one person?
From Kaboom, yeah. Kaboom
wow.
brings in one person, and then
Fiesta Bowl. Because when we did Kaboom in Rotary Park,
mm-hmm.
they brought like 10 people.
I think, correct me, well, Rotary was before my time. I don't remember how that one went. But I've been involved now in
You played on Rotary when you were a kid.
So they're really kind of the organizer. Like, that's the skill they bring to the table.
Right.
But Fiesta Bowl brought in a bus full of their volunteers from Phoenix.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, of course, we had our volunteers and then Legacy Foundation. So it was a big project, but it's beautiful and it's absolutely gorgeous. The kids are really excited.
Fabulous.
So, yeah.
Fabulous. Now, when do you start the building?
The building's already started. It
oh,
is actually
okay.
almost done. We are fingers crossed that we will be able to be in there by the first of the year.
Wow.
So
right after Christmas break?
Yeah, you'll definitely hear from me when we're getting ready to have a big open house, ribbon cutting
Good.
Party like no other, you know. So, yeah.
Good. Well, you can invite the Schwartzmans.
The absolutely,
girls. Yeah, the
absolutely.
Girls have to come out.
Yeah, the building's being named after Bob, so it'll be the Robert Schwartzman. I'll always call it the Bob Schwartzman branch, but
yep.
yeah.
Yep. Tough that he won't be there.
Oh, absolutely. No. The Desert Tromp, which we're doing this weekend,
right.
Bob was always a big part of that, too. He was my hot dog man.
I was going to say he cooked, huh?
Yeah, he was, get your hot dogs here the whole time. So I'm going to be really, really sad out there without
him. So let's talk about the Desert Tromp.
Sure.
We don't need to talk about the band, but
sorry, Paul.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. It kicks off on Friday.
Yes.
And that is with Jeeps?
Yes. So Friday is our Jeep and Truck Fun Run. So this is about it depends, usually around 25, 30 miles. And it is a kind of a guided trail that they go through, and they get to experience all sorts of different desert terrain. So
okay.
they go through washes, they go up hills, they do some rocks, they do a little bit of everything. So it's a really nice way to see the desert, especially if you're not from here and you want to go exploring but you don't want to go by yourself,
uh-huh.
which is we don't recommend. Or if you're kind of newer to the, you know, the whole desert riding thing, we
but
get
you
it.
You need a four-wheel drive Jeep.
Yes, you definitely
yeah.
need a four-wheel drive. So it's a super fun. It's a much smaller. So Fridays are usually between 25 and 30 vehicles.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice, calm, you know, great, great opportunity to go out there and really explore the desert.
Have you started seeing people who went on Friday a year or two that are back now going on Saturday on the longer?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
We see kind of all of it. As far as some people will come out on Friday with their Jeep, and they'll come out on Saturday with their side-by-side.
Oh, okay.
All right. And we have a few people who I have, because usually we almost prohibit side-by-sides on Friday, because the whole point of it is it's supposed to be a different
right.
way to explore the desert on a slower, and nobody's going to get
right.
run off the road. But I do have occasionally a couple people where they're like, I'm brand new to side-by-siding, or I have
okay.
a back injury, I don't want to go fast, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, yeah. So there are some exceptions.
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
So
what does it cost to get in and do Friday?
So Friday is $60.
Okay.
And that gets you one T-shirt, two lunches or dinners, depending on what you want to call it, and then some raffle tickets as well. And then your registration for your vehicle. So,
okay.
We come back. When they come back, we feed them. We do a raffle. There's a whole bunch of different raffle prizes there from all of our sponsors. And then we do a campfire at night. And we get a lot of campers. We already have 80 campers registered.
Really?
So, yeah. And then we're close to 200 vehicles for Saturday.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So Saturday's the big, big, crazy day.
Saturday's full.
Saturday is, I have room. I do have
yeah?
room. I do. But yeah, Saturday's a blast.
Wow. So. 200.
Yes.
And then do you make breakfast and lunch, or?
We do, yeah.
yeah?
So this year I have my uncle out there, and he's going to be, we do breakfast sandwiches on both days.
It's kind of a hazard having a family member that is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club, huh?
They all get voluntold a lot. Or really, it's voluntold begged. You know, I'm
yeah.
like, please, can you come help me?
What will your mom and dad be doing?
They're already out there. They're setting up base camp right now. yeah, so my dad goes out and marks the course, and yeah, mom is my right-hand gal, and, you know, we stuff all the bags, our goodie bags. We've kind of become known for our goodie bags.
Oh.
Everyone who registers gets a goodie bag, and this year, I mean, they are packed with, you know, we have carabiners from TWN, we have frisbees from Culver's, like, they get a bag of goodies.
Cool, good stuff, good stuff. So, all right, and your uncle was going to do what now?
My uncle's going to be cooking. Usually it's Bob. So when Bob passed away, my uncle stepped up and said, I'd really like to do that for you. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, so that's really nice.
Good.
Yeah.
So, and then they all start at the same time, or how's that work?
So we do a staggered start on Saturday. We're really sticklers about doing our mandatory driver's meeting. So our driver's meeting is at 9. We kind of go over safety, the course, you know, when they have to be back, how the whole thing works. And then we do a staggered start. So we always tell them, if you want to be, if you're the fast person who wants to just go wild and crazy, I don't recommend that. But if that's how you want to drive it, it's all you, then you need to go first.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I don't want you running anybody off the road.
Right.
If you want to go slower, then by all means, just hang out at camp for a while, because it's going to take a hot minute for, to get 200 vehicles out of here. So So we do that.
Well, good.
Yeah, and then we bring them back, we feed them, we do their poker hands. Mojave Mortgage is our poker hand sponsor.
Ah.
So we have Chad out there, and they're going to be dealing the cards. So it's going to be a good time.
Good.
For sure.
And then you have music.
Yes.
Moving right along. Oh, no.
Yes.
So Paula Boy and his group.
Yes, Black Cat X. They come out on Saturday, so they start playing at 5.
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Okay.
And it's really a unique setup because we are literally, you know, the middle of the desert where I-40 exit 2, which is Needle Mountain Road, and there's no buildings out there.
So you have to bring a generator. And
yeah, we bring a generator. I have a big River Rat Motorsports brings their big flatbed trailer that they bring all their toys on. That's my stage.
Okay.
So that's we literally use that as our stage.
And Bob from River Rat has been involved since the beginning, too.
Since the
he?
Very beginning, yeah, back when it was a Topox 66 Foundation event. Yep. So, yeah, they bring everything out. So we have a live band out there under the stars. And they play from 5 to 9, and unless we beg them to play longer. So.
Well, and you should beg him.
We do.
Because he's bragging that, oh, this is my fourth year from fourth year in a row I've been out there.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun. And I just think it's something unique. And, you know, to be able to have a live band
in the middle of the
desert. Middle of the desert. You know, I always laugh because every year I just got off the phone with Daniels because we have to bring in our porta potties. We bring in the dumpsters. And they're always like, well, what's the address? I'm like, there isn't an address.
Just ask Harry. He knows where it's at.
I'm like, there really isn't an address. Well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you're going to go here, and you're going to go there.
Yep.
And then you're going to look for the crazy redhead who's waving at you, and I'm going to tell you where to go.
It's kind of like the old days when you went down the street, and you turned at the palm tree, and then you went two blocks and turned at the cactus. You know, I mean,
it really is. So it's a lot of fun. But, yes, yeah, so we have the live band out there. And we do all sorts of fun things for the kids.
Good.
So we do scavenger hunt for the kids on the actual poker run.
Oh, okay.
So each of the poker stops has, you know, 5 or 6 different little items that they kind of stash around the area.
Oh, all right.
So get the kids
because some of them have 4 seats and they take the kids with them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. I grew up off-roading. So I remember going out, and then your parents would stop for a beverage stop.
Right.
And I would get bored. You know, I want something to look for. And so we really want to make sure that the kids have a good time, too. Because happy kids make happy parents.
And, of course, this is a fundraiser for the club.
Yes. This is a big fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club.
And out of all your fundraisers, has this got to be number three or four?
Profitability-wise, this is number 2.
Number 2?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, this is number 2. Because we combined auction and fiesta.
Yeah.
So we really only have 3 fundraisers right now.
Okay.
So we have auction, fiesta, we have Desert Tromp, and then we have the golf tournament.
Right.
So, this is number 2. So
we
definitely it's a big part of our budget, and we want to make sure that it's a big fundraiser for us.
Well, and your marketing is huge. You got these cards all over everywhere.
Yes. We try to do a really good job of making sure we really thank our sponsors.
Right.
Of which we have a lot.
tell us who some of them are.
Yeah. So River Rat Motorsports is our title sponsor.
Right.
Advanced Animal Care has been our presenting sponsor since day 1. River Rock Promotions and Printing is our marketing sponsor. We do Arizona Comfort Solutions and Little Caesars sponsor our Little Riders, so all the kids' games and whatnot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Our Bash sponsors, so this is all the stuff over by camp, is Barron, of course. And then we have Campbell Ready Mix. We have Valley View. We have, let me see here. It's not Horizon Community Bank anymore. It's Arizona Federal Credit Union.
Right.
I had to get that right. and then our poker spots, which are the man stops, so that when you go out in the middle of the desert, you're going to find a party out that's waiting for you.
Yes,
so
I have a text message that says Mojave Mortgage is number 5.
Mojave Mortgage is actually number 6.
Number 6?
They are at base camp, so they in, and that's where you turn in your poker chips. They are the end destination. You have to find them.
And I can imagine Chad gets a beer into him, and he's supposed to pick up these chips, and they're going to end up in the sand. And so I can just see this is a whole party atmosphere.
It is.
But a safe
party atmosphere. Yeah, it's a family-friendly party atmosphere, you know, where you get to go out there and you have a good time, by all means. And I'm a big believer in, you know, you have to, if you're going to live in the desert, you have to enjoy the desert.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be able to get dirty and dusty and just enjoy the beauty that is actually out there.
Right.
So, and this is a great way to do it.
Do you have people that rent the side-by-sides to do this?
Honestly, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't tell me.
Because if you did, you'd have to rent a trailer in the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, we are in the middle of nowhere. So, I know there are a couple of the RVs. People will rent an RV because I've seen some of the ones that come in with a sticker that say it's a rental. So,
So how many people are camping and spend the night, do you know?
I think I have 80 registered campers.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And then we have, like I said, about 200 vehicles for Saturday. So my mom just sent me pictures, and there's already people that are out there. So,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People are
already picking their spot.
They want their spot. They get out there. They try to, you know, make sure they got there.
Do they know it's Wednesday? Oh, wow. All right, let's take a break because we're talking so much. I do want to tell you a couple more things going on. Yeah. We Care Cancer Support has a golf tournament Saturday at Laughlin Ranch. Call 928-404-1255 if you want to get involved. And then there's an arts and crafts fair in Kingman at the Cancer Society. It's actually at the fairgrounds put on by the Cancer Society.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
It's that time of year. Open the doors, turn on the swamp cooler, the extreme heat is gone. But wait, what kind of shape is your swamper in? Then, in a month or so, how is your home or business heating system? Jeff Wilson of Arizona Comfort Solutions wants your home or business comfortable. His team is keeping you cool right now. Then, ready to kick on the heat at the right time for your home or office. Ask about tax credits on new systems. Call the professionals. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. You'll have your choice of 5 custom-cooked burgers. Add cheese or bacon if you like, fries included. Then pick your favorite slice of fresh pies, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now. Plus, over 100 choices of Coke products. How perfect for the tail end of summer, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Did you know you can save money on your taxes by giving a tax credit to a qualifying charitable organization? Singles can reduce their taxes by $400 and couples filing jointly up to $800. It is a dollar-for-dollar match from the state of Arizona. It is the same as a school tax credit, but it is called the Arizona Tax Credit to a qualifying charitable organization. Please consider making your tax credit donation check out to Cornerstone Mission, a faith-based nonprofit homeless family resource center in Kingman. For more information, go to cornerstonemissionaz.org or call 928-757-1535.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the mall. I was telling you that 46th annual Arts and Crafts Fair is for Kingman Cancer Care Unit, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday at the fairgrounds in Kingman. Call KRMC, 928-757-2101. All right. And also in Kingman, they have their Veterans Parade on Saturday. That kicks off at 10 o'clock in the morning. Call Joni, 928-753-1143. Arizona Covered Solutions, they're one of our sponsors. The high temperatures, they're pretty much gone. And maybe yet you haven't turned on your furnace. I know you don't want to mention that word yet, huh? But is it going to work for you all winter? Well, you better grab the phone and call Arizona Covered Solutions. Get them to come out and service it. Just tune it up a little bit, make sure it's okay. And then they can also winterize your swamp cooler or your AC unit, and you're all set. Call 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, several ways for you to save at Laughlin Ranch. Annual passes, seasonal passes, golf passes, discounts for active and retired military and first responders. See why Laughlin Ranch is the number 4 golf course in Arizona. Yeah. Go to LaughlinRanch.com. And if you get lucky, you can play in a tournament there like Brady Flummer. Yeah. All those in Bullhead City, remember Mike Flummer, who was a fire marshal and got really involved in soccer? Well, his son is a firefighter. Well, Justin Flummer is the assistant fire chief in Bullhead, but his other son is a firefighter over in Dewey. He came over here and played in that tournament with the Matadors, and he won the truck. Hole in one. Yeah, can you believe that? $42,000 vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just playing golf. Having fun. You can do that too. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center has a fully staffed 24-hour emergency room available for anyone in the tri-state area at any time of day and with any medical issue. Check it out. Over a dozen emergency rooms in the department with state-of-the-art equipment. Just what you need if you have an emergency. Call 928-763-CARE or 928-763-2273. East West Financial Services, yes, they want to help with retirement planning. Or maybe you're already retired, but you're living from check to check, or you want more money, you want to do more things. Call them up. Sit down with them. It's free. 928-888-9828. Jack's been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. He's got customers all over the USA, but you can sit down with him, and it doesn't cost you a dime to ask questions and see what he can do for you. 928-888-9828. All right, we're back in the studio with Autumn Boyle Robinson, and put him right along here. Yeah. Desert Trump.
Yes.
Are you now getting to where you know a lot of these people that keep coming and coming and coming?
Oh, yeah. It's always fun. I think one of the unique things about this event compared to our other events is I'm literally in the desert for 3 days with our supporters, with people who like this.
Right.
Whereas usually, like with Fiesta, like I'm there for 4 hours.
Right.
Trying to visit with 700 people in 4 hours.
So yeah.
This, you get to know people a little bit better. And this is an event that brings in people from all over. We have people coming in from New Mexico, from California, from Nevada. So there's, you know, people from all over the place, and that's kind of fun too. So,
now, did you and your husband have an RV?
No, we don't.
Oh.
No. So my parents do. So I stay with my parents in the RV.
Okay.
And then poor Mike, he has to go back and forth to Topak, take care of the dogs and all of the animals.
And Owen?
Owen will stay out with us. Yeah, he's excited. He is going to tent camp this year.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know.
Cool.
Yeah, him and his buddy are going to hang out in the tent. So.
How fun was that?
Yeah, so, you know, we're excited about that.
They will be a long ways away from your RV. They're like, oh, their mom, you're over there? Good, okay, we're going over this way. You know, they want to have fun, take flashlights and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So people can still register.
There's still time.
There's still time. They can't register online anymore because we have to go and make all the bags and get everything ready to go.
Okay.
But they can register on site. So at base camp, they can come and register starting Thursday. So tomorrow after 3.
Okay.
We'll be there from 3 to 6. Or really as long as my flashlight works. And then Friday, we're there from 7:30 in the morning until 6 p.m. And then Saturday, you can come. If you really want to be a procrastinator, you can come out starting at 7, from 7 to 9, before we do the driver's meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And imagine if they call the club, they can email them or text them or send them a map how to get there?
They can. Or you can just go to deserttromp.com. And then in the FAQs, it actually has the link to Basecamp. So,
Can,
if you go to Google, this is pretty fun. If you go to Google, like Google Maps, and you type Desert Tromp Basecamp, it's a spot. Like,
oh, wow.
It has a pin.
Okay.
It is there. It exists.
Good.
So, yeah. We don't have an address, but I exist on Google.
You have arrived.
I have arrived.
Google can find Autumn Boyle Robinson. So. That's more than you bargained for when you took the job.
Right? I know. Yeah. So.
What would you do? What have you done this year that you didn't do last year? Or what plans are you already thinking for next year?
So we really kind of try to enhance everything just a little bit. So this year we did some really nice pullover hoodies. So those will be for sale. Everybody wants a hoodie, and I'm thankful that this year is a little bit chilly. There's nothing like buying hoodies and then
It's 85 degrees.
Yeah, it's 85 degrees. So we have our hoodies this year, and we are doing some fun things around the camp as far as we hide. Little Caesars is one of our sponsors for the kids, so we hide pizza boxes around and put little jokes and riddles in those for the kids. And then we're just, you know, we kind of went all out with some of the prizes. And our auction is going to be pretty amazing.
Ah.
We have a really nice $1,000 smoker.
Wow.
So we do a silent auction on Saturday.
Okay.
And then we have, you know, all sorts of fun stuff. There's just some great prizes.
Good.
Yeah.
A silent auction.
Yes.
You don't bring the guy out of Vegas? What was his name?
No, I don't.
What was his name?
Oh,
come on.
I'm sorry.
Stacey Schwartzman, are you listening? No, she didn't even live here. Someone's going to text me and go, his name was. One of us are going to get a text in a minute here.
Right.
All right, let's take another break. It's half past the hour. Paul LaVoy's coming up next. No, not really. Those are the old days. He's here tomorrow with Mojave Museum and Western Arizona Senior Living. So tune in tomorrow. Kicks off at 11 o'clock. Then I'm after that. We got Mary Evans in here with Feed a Family and Eric Fox from Pro Fit Kitchen. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our phone line, if you want to call and ask our guest a question, is 702-298-1063. Once again, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7, 365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business, 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience, family.
Streaming TV is an easy way to watch your favorite shows and save money. Mojave Electric's fiber optics network and partnership with TW Wind Communications will let members stream uninterrupted, customizable television to their homes by providing fast, reliable internet. Use mybundle.tv to create the perfect television package for you and your family. For questions about cutting the cord and streaming TV, call 888-227-2095.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Arnold here from Bradley Chevrolet. Cyber Cash Month is going on now. Receive $500 on our most popular Chevrolets and we'll match an additional $500. Costco members receive an additional $1,000 on select new Chevrolets. Take advantage of free tint, door edge guard, ceramic coat, and interior protection on all new Malibus. Visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Come support your very own MCC Bighorn Soccer Program at the Flying X Saloon. Black Friday, November 25th, as the MCC Booster Club will be throwing a U.S. National Team Watch Party from 11 to 2. We'll cheer on the U.S. National Soccer Team as they battle England in an early round pairing. We'll have door prizes, raffles, food and drink specials throughout the game. Door entry is just $10, and proceeds benefit the MCC Soccer Program. We'll see you Black Friday at the Flying X Saloon. This message brought to you by the MCC Bighorn Booster Club.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Live from the Laughlin Mall. Hey, there is a blood drive on Saturday here over here at the Tropicana from 9 to 2. Call Vitalant 877-258-4825. And then Operation Cool Shade for Mojave Electric Cooperative is Saturday at the Anderson Fieldhouse, 7 a.m. till noon. Any questions, call MEC 928-763-1100. And I know, I'm glad I know that number because when I typed it, I typed 2,200. And then Needles on Saturday has a 100th celebration of the Needles Chamber of Commerce. It's their annual dinner and awards at the Needles Elks Lodge at 6 o'clock. Call the Needles Chamber if you have questions, 702-327-2050. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Walker Service Electric. The Walker Electrician teams, they're everywhere. Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead City, and all the areas in between. If you ever need an electrician, call one number, 928-718-9444. He'll be more than happy to send a crew out there. They take care of homes, mobile homes, apartments, condos, you know, any size business. They're building Fire Station 2 right now in Bullhead City. They've already built Kingman Regional Medical Center, and they're also building Jimmy John's. So you pick the size business, and they'll be there. Call again, 928-718-9444. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Yes, it's burger, fries, and pie time. Five different burgers for you to choose from. Add cheese, add bacon, then pick your fries. Well, you get the fries with it, but then you pick your piece of pie you want. Yeah, how cool is that? You know, whatever you want. We'll have pie for Thanksgiving. I'll bring home chocolate cream and, you know, maybe an apple. I don't know. Pumpkin? Oh, who knows? Anyways, if you like burgers, head to Perkins. Plus, they have over 100 Coca-Cola products. And on Friday, it's all-you-can-eat fish Fridays. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling Service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside trash pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to BulldogDisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Mojave Electric Cooperative wishes to thank the cooperative members for supporting the energy in rural reusable energy in rural Arizona. I'll get that right yet. The MEC application was approved by the Arizona Corporation Commission on the 12th of October. Questions about reliable energy, call MEC 928-763-1100. All right, back in the studio, Autumn Boyle Robinson. What's the next thing that you prepare for when you go home on Sunday?
We roll right into tax credit season.
So, oh, yeah.
It's Arizona tax credits. So we really have to make sure that the community is aware of the opportunity that they have to donate up to $400 for an individual, $800 for a couple filing jointly, and that is a dollar-for-dollar tax credit.
Right.
So you're just saying to the state of Arizona, instead of my money going to Maricopa County, I want it to stay right here, local, and help our own children. So that's it's a big process of, you know, educating everybody and making sure that people are aware of the opportunity and how it works. So we try to work with local.
Well, all they need to do is ask whoever does their taxes, and they'll tell them it works and how it works.
And how it works, absolutely.
You know,
so.
But mark down Boys and Girls Club of the Colorado River.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So you get that money. That's good.
Yeah.
How many, do you get a lot of parents that bring their students or their children to the Boys and Girls Club that they give you credit? Tax credit?
Sometimes. It's not as much. I think a lot of our families really don't have a Arizona tax liability.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of our low-income families don't. You know, they're not necessarily paying an Arizona tax.
Okay.
So they don't have that opportunity. But anybody who's working and paying an Arizona tax, then you definitely do.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that's cool. So that kicks in right away because tax season just
right around the corner.
Glad you brought that good news up. Yeah.
And then the other thing, you know, we partner with Run Laughlin, the half marathon that's here in Laughlin.
Yeah.
So we help them out. We run a couple water stations and cheer everybody on. So we will be getting ready to do that.
My son did that last year.
Yeah, it's a great event.
Yeah,
I'm sad.
Came in second in his age group and third overall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Leslie sent me a couple pictures of him out running, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got professional pictures of my son running in Laughlin.
Very cool. Yeah, this will be their last year, so it's
really?
Their last and final.
Why is that?
For what I understood, a lot of the sponsors, and this is not my story to tell,
right.
but just in general, that some of the sponsors pulled out.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense. You know.
Yeah, you can't make money at it or break even anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely, you know, with any event, whether it's for profit or nonprofit, it has to make fiscal sense.
Right. Years ago they used to do a all the way around the dam run.
Oh wow.
And John Crary and I used to jog in those days, and so we would do it. You know, one of us would start here in Laughlin, the other one would start at the top of the dam, and because from here to the top of the dam is close to 4 miles, and it was an 8 mile run. And then ended up somewhere in Bullhead City. I don't remember where.
Yeah.
But maybe we came back across. Runs are tough to make money.
They really are.
Yeah.
They really are tough to make money. And even any large event. I mean, I'm sure if we talk to Cornfest, the Kiwanis at Cornfest, I mean, and with the Desert Trump, I mean, we're looking at insurance policies. You're looking at, you know, notifying the sheriff or the fire department, and you have to make sure you have all the right permits. I have a liquor license, a food permit, and you just start adding them all up, and you're like, holy smokes.
Yeah, and you mentioned the sheriff, because I remember last year when my son ran this and I came over, the whole event party-wise and everything was at the Tropicana. But when I left, I saw how many metro units had intersections blocked.
Yeah.
And they're all on overtime, you know. So that car and that metro officer could be costing you $60 an hour.
Yeah,
you know?
it's crazy pricey to do.
Yeah.
We used to do a little run in Topok, and then you know, I think we started it and did it the Topok way where we were like, oh, we have to do that? Oops.
Yeah.
And then we're like, this doesn't make sense to do it the right way. Like, you can't make any money.
Right.
So.
But when you go bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
And move out to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it totally makes sense why he has to have Metro involved and certain things like that.
And do you have the sheriff at your event out there?
We don't have the sheriff at our event. We just have to notify them so that when they, if they get calls or people will traveling by and they're like, oh my gosh, you know.
And then the closest fire department is Golden Shores?
Well, it depends on where you are. Either Golden Shores or is it Desert Valley?
Desert Hills.
Desert Hills, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But have you ever had an injury?
I only had one major accident, knock on wood, and she turned out actually to be fine. It just looked a lot worse than it was.
Yeah.
So.
More blood.
No, there was no blood. It was more of, I think, a shock. You know, with any time of rollover, always you're like, and then people kind of get nervous.
And you require seat belts and helmets?
We're on the Arizona side, so we don't require helmets. That's entirely up to the person. But they do require, Arizona requires you to wear your seatbelt.
Right.
So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the new year.
Yes.
Where are you headed?
I'm going to take a nap.
For about a week.
Right? No, so 2023 is going to be, I think we have a lot going on. We have some great improvements coming thanks to some ARPA funding from both Ron Gould and Hildy.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be doing some improvements for the Bullhead Club and then also finishing up some things in Fort Mojave.
Okay.
And then we're gearing up for summer. You know, Doug Ducey just announced that he's going to be doing the Arizona On Track again, which I don't have the paperwork in, so I can't. Right. I don't know how it's going to look, but it's going to mean that we're going to have a really robust summer again.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is exciting. So, but we want to make sure we're prepared for that because.
Well, if you're a parent and you work during the day, the best place for your child to be is at the club.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it, number one, you don't have to worry about your child. That's got to be the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I drop my child off in the morning, I pick him up in the afternoon, and all the time I'm at work, I don't have to worry about him or
yep.
her.
Yep.
And that's got to be the biggest thing. Plus, they're having fun, probably.
Yeah,
and,
they're having fun. And
there's a learning element to it, too.
Yeah, they get to learn a little bit. And one of the things that I always think is a side effect of club that I didn't realize is they get to meet kids from other schools.
Right.
So in the event that, you know, you end up moving from Bullhead to Fort Mojave and you're across, you know, school
right.
district lines or even just school lines in Bullhead City,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not the new kid.
Right.
They're
going
to walk in and be like, oh, hey, Tommy.
Yep.
And like, yeah, I met you this summer. And so they kind of get to see different kids from different situations, from different schools.
And that's the same with youth sports because
mm-hmm.
you're always playing on different teams. And, you know, we watch national football on TV and you always go, why is he hugging that guy on the other team when the game's over? Because they were roommates in college 15 years ago or, you know, they played in college together or whatever. And I think we're developing that in our community with, you know, 200 soccer games during
mm-hmm.
the week. You know, the Boys and Girls Club, and
yep.
and so that's one of the things that I always thought when they did the fifth grade water fights at the fire department, because you team them up with different kids.
Right.
You know, I think those things are good for children to be able to camaraderize, hang out with
right.
Other students their same age that they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know, mm. exactly. And I think right now, like in the era that we're in, is everything is, you know, technology and phones and iPads and gaming consoles. And I think this is something where, you know, yes, there are certain kids who are old enough, quote unquote, I'm doing big air quotes here.
Right.
They're old enough to stay home on their own. But they're losing out on those social skills.
Yeah.
And they're losing out on the ability to have a face-to-face conversation with a friend. And,
right.
And I think that's important. You know, we don't want to lose that entirely. And it's not to say that video games are all bad or that computers are all bad.
Right.
But I think we want to make sure that
there's
a
balance.
Yeah, there has to be a balance. And
yeah.
I think, you know.
Computer games can be on the weekends.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
and or after 5.
After 5, and I still, you know, will take my sons away, and I'm like, okay, you need to be human for a while. Let's go actually talk to people.
Right.
You know, so
and that needs to happen.
It does. It does. Yeah. And this is a way where it can happen, and you're not having to be there. You know, as a mom, like I can say, like there are definitely days where I don't want to go to the park.
Right.
So that I can help him be a social creature.
Right.
I'm done being social. I've been social all week.
I'm worn out.
You know, but this isn't a way where while you're at work doing your face-to-face interactions,
right.
they can be at club having face-to-face interactions. So.
And you have clubs for the students mm-hmm. in all three communities,
yeah.
Laughlin and Bullhead and now Fort Mojave.
And Fort Mojave, yep.
And then at the same time, you have two teen clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one here in the mall.
Yes.
And the other next to your store in Bullhead.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
cool.
Yeah, they get age-appropriate interactions. So.
Yeah, because then the teenagers are with the teenagers and the 10-year-olds are with the 10-year-olds.
Yeah,
and we
exactly.
You don't want a 15-year-old and a 10-year-old together.
No, you know, just from a safety standpoint, you'd want
right.
them together. But even just from a, you know, as they get older, a lot of them have younger siblings, and they're like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to be with the littles anymore.
Right.
And
yeah.
the same goes for the littles. You know,
yeah,
they look up to the older kids, but at the same time, they're like, okay, I just want to
be a kid.
I just want to be six.
Yeah, I want to be six without the 10-year-old telling me what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, or the 12-year-old or whatever. Yeah. All right, let's take another break. We're going to come right back and wrap up the program. And then Sean Hannity. No, he's not in my studio. Are you kidding me? His studio is plush. Yeah, it's probably also three times his size. And he has engineers and everything. But he'll be up right after the news at the top of the hour.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
The Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill provide the perfect spacious dining for a business lunch, family dinner, date night, or just because you're hungry. Monday evenings is karaoke, outdoor barbecue coming late May. Added for lunch, the Ranch Club, Buffalo Chicken Club, and the Arizona Philly Cheesesteak. Ask about the 75-seat meeting conference room. Join us at Laughlin Ranch Bar and Grill overlooking the golf course. Call 928-754-1243.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Mediana Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediana Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Kias along with my co-host, barbecue expert Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 3 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, KNTR 106.3 in Lake Havasu City. Let us help you master your backyard grilling and smoking and become the envy of your neighborhood.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue. That's at the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue.
Tune in every Saturday at 3 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, 106.3.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Remodeling kitchens and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. A new custom floor, new kitchen cabinets, or bathroom cabinets, and new countertops. Oh, yeah. Homes, mobile homes, and even commercial buildings of any size. They all deserve modern bathrooms and kitchens that function the way you want. See the showroom. Call Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Call 928-788-1000. It costs nothing to start dreaming. And also ask Glenn to come out to your home and do some measuring and talk about what he can do for you. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and lunch. Downstairs, we have three great restaurants. Upstairs, you're going to find, the Levi store to the Vitamin store, the Boot Barn to Pendleton store. Yeah, you could almost be wearing a Pendleton during the day right now. Yeah. Plus five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. Check us out at the mall. TWN, three different services, one dependable connection. Oh, easy, fast, and reliable. Fiber internet. Did you have fiber internet at the club yet?
Mm-mm.
No? They have it at City Hall.
I've just been so busy. Like, I haven't done
any research?
No. Like I told you, I lost my whole October. I am so far behind on everything.
Okay. Well, TWN, you need to call Autumn. If you want to get involved with TWN, go to TWN.com, and that's TWNcom, C-O-M-M.com. And then you can sign up, and they'll tell you when they're in your neighborhood and when they can come to your house. You can also call 888-227-2095. ProFit Kitchen rolling into their second year, getting ready to continue to serve a healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. Expanding soon into Mojave Valley and into Kingman. We'll keep you up to date with that because Eric's in here tomorrow. Yeah, next 24 hours. Tomorrow, Eric will be here. He'll tell us all about what's happening in those areas. And, you know, the 11th of each month, which is Friday, they help a nonprofit with the first responders. And this month, they're helping the Marines. Cool. So if you go there on Friday, you get to help the Marines too. All right. If you haven't checked it out for lunch yet, now's the time. It's lunchtime right now. All right. Back with Autumn in the studio. And the stores. You've got three stores?
Yes. We have three stores.
Wow.
Those keep us alive.
Yeah.
Very much so. Yeah, we have our store, our flagship store in Bullhead City, which is our largest store, which is has about 15,000 square feet of actual shopping space.
And it's next to Tractor Supply, so that probably helps too.
Yes, we're right next door to Tractor Supply, right on Hancock. And then we have our second store, which is in Fort Mojave, and that is in the Smith's parking lot, a Smith's area,
right
next door to O'Reilly's.
Yeah.
And that's about 5,000 square feet, so, and that one keeps us moving and shaking as well.
Cool.
And then, of course, Laughlin right here in the mall.
Right.
So, and that is a beautiful location. We try to bring a lot of our nice artwork and jewelry comes here. So it's absolutely a ton of fun. Always accepting donations.
Right.
And we can do pickups if you have furniture or large items.
Okay.
So you can just give us a call at 928-704-8797.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And as you prepare for summer, which is a couple months down the road again, but you're going to have a lot of your returning counselors that are already trained. They already know where the bathroom is. They already know what the procedures are.
Yes.
And that probably helps management a lot.
We absolutely love it when, like, for our fall break or winter break or summer, our YDPs, our youth development professionals who go out and go to college and then they come back and they get to work with us again during the school breaks, which is really fun.
So have you already started getting some texts saying, you know, I'm off 2 weeks during the summer, Christmas break?
Yeah, Christmas break and fall break's pretty light, but Christmas break is a big one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're excited. It's great for the kids because the kids get really excited to see the faces they haven't seen. And they get to hear about their college experiences.
That's probably part of the best part is they get to hear about their counselor who's been in college and what they're taking and how it's going and the fact that I get to come home for 2 weeks and hang out with you guys.
Yeah. How awesome is it for the college kids to come back and have a job for 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't get a 2-week job anywhere else.
That's right. So, exactly.
Because they're already trained. So we just kind of pop them back in the system. So,
all right, we're out of time, Autumn. Thank you so much.
Thank you, great information. Larry. I appreciate it.
All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Sean Hannity is up next. Stick around.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.